we've got a plan for the Alzheimer's population, because one of them is right. We have some results from the study of transplant stage theory, and we can come back. Then I'm going to talk about the description of the place-based muscle structure in front of the self-abdominal variants. This description of the place-based is the use of the starting point for conversation, which is a sort of economical conversation procedure, which I just outlined the idea and the results. And the last part of my talk is going to be about summaries of the theory, more precisely the mapping class group of underlying spatial sources is assumed to be in the class of the theory. And then I'll discuss my results and comments on the questions. Well, it's not an outline of the design something, okay, so I consider a space-time of the folder to be real numbers and the spatial surface. And the spatial surface can be a general oriental two sources of use in and out. These punctures which then pass apart to the scale. As I said, I understood that there's a function of the logic constant in the Lightspin case, but most of the results are valid for the nuclear case as well, or more generally, if you have science in the H group, which is the product, the similar product, and the new group and the world of the other. So it's known that the first one of anything, theory of gravity has no local gravitation in the universe of freedom. Becomes a topological field theory, the only field of freedom is the topology of the space time and matter time. And mathematically, this is reflected in the formulation of the theory of spatial time and stage theory. In the case that the boundary of the topological constant is anarchist, the gauge group is called and I work with the universal functions of these various technical simplifications. So the first thing I need to use is the use of notation of the gauge group. My parameterized the gauge group is the infinitesimal generators I know by J and P. The J is the sort of the generator of the locations for Lorentz groups, and P are the generator of the space and time translations. The master gradient is an immediate correlation to the theories which are time scale theory, so non-degenerate linear form on the algebra of the three-dimensional equation. And the gradient that just pairs the generators of the J. Using this notation, the Transhannes formulation of the theories obtained from the first order formulation in terms of the fire and the spin connection, simply by combining the fire and the spin connection with the Transhannes stage field. And the Transhannes stage field is a connection with values in the three dimensional hierarchy. And using this Transhannes stage field, one can then derive the Eichmann Hilbert action as a Transhannes action. So where is this action with respect to the gauge field or against the equations of motion? This is a flatness condition on the gauge field that simply combines the requirements of boundary flatness and boundary topology. Boundary torsion function. And so for some options, the variable under the time escape transformations, this combined on the local Lorentz invariants and inflation invariants the homomorphism invariants has been found by Whitman. The boundary of the variable infinitesimal homomorphisms is infinitesimal transhuman scale transformations. And the treatment was one of the results of the action is then possible to draw the place-based theory as the new line space of flat connections and spatial surface and the gauge transformations. So the base space is the modulized space of the plug connections and the results of the modular wave transformations. And the modular space is the plug connections. We will investigate in the markets of physics. And in particular, this is shown with a finite dimensional and that they carry a Bossel structure because we can form the Bossel structure for time stage fields. So as a formulist, it does one dimensional gravity of the transhuman stage theory, we can relate case space to the theory to a well known modular space of plug connections. The penalty now is quite a recognize useful for physics. This work was physics questions, and also the world of the starting point, where it is not modernist theory. And here for me, that's similar to what I asked in the previous presentation. Namely, if one uses a graphing method in the spatial softness of this graphing theory. Only in the fundamentals, this is much simpler. Because through the absence of local gravitational degrees of freedom, one does not have to consider all the blocks and all the screen networks or the fixed above, as long as it's sufficiently defined to work on a critical surface. We want a single graph and a parallel transform on the edge of the graph defines the graph dimension, and the actual aggregation transformation on the vertices of the graph defines the graph edge transformation, and the basis of the theory is the interesting space of graph connections between the graph aggregation transformations. It would now be nice if it's not only the base space, the one you're going to use everything, but also the process structure could be described this way. Because what we're going to use the process structure is based on graph connections, and the context of the base space. And this is impossible because the molecular process record of the gate field is not a used process structure that is based on graph connections. The graph will be identified. However, in the context of the gate theory, there is a way of doing this, which has been found by Falk and Rosen. Then we define a non-canonical process structure in the space of graph connections that reduces the canonical process structure in the base space. And this works quite generally for any transformer theory that we know adjusted our matrix for the gate field. And later, we adjusted our matrix for the case I consider a non-canonical to be needed. Okay, I've outlined the transcendence formulation of the fundamental gravity and the proper of a general idea to describe the base space. We want to apply for both these constructions, which are fundamental gravity, and due to the description of the base space in terms of the auxiliary process structure of the space of graph dimensions. The first ingredient we need in order to do this is the graph. And as we have previously, any graph is sufficiently required to take the simplest part of the works of topology of the spatial surface, and then instead of generators of the surface is fundamental. And the fundamental is generated by one loop around each function as a large particle, and two graphs to handle it at the formula. And they generate a fundamental loop to define a relation. It basically means that the curve K here can be compounded to a point. The graph connection associated with this graph is simply that we only use along these generators, we only use the triangular general elements of the three dimensional parallel group, and the only use along the particles are restricted to fixed modulus plus. If you parameterize the only of the particles in terms of the vectors, the escape, these are the same vectors as in the last form. We see that this restriction of fixed conjugates of class is equivalent to the constraints, the mass constraint, where this is added to the mu square, that is the mass of the particle square, and the spin constraint, the product of the equation equal to the mass times the spin. As already indicated from the form of these constraints, you can think of this momentum of the vector P as the particle's momentum of the vector, and you can think of the vector J something like angular momentum. And the Bologna is subject to a further constraint of asking this defining relation to the fundamental group, namely the Bologna is compatible with the graph as needed for the model. And the associated gate transformations act on the graph connection simply by conjugating all the elements and elements of the three dimensional fundamental group. So we see that in this description, the case space is taken as a portion of the space of Bolognese, all the loads will take this conjugation. The process structure of the base space in terms of the auxiliary process structure and the space of the Romans. We are looking to the transistor matrix for the gate group, which are given in terms of the generators of the J. The transistor matrix defines the process structure of the end of the system. one public bridge during my time. And this cost structure is quite complicated. I'm not going into details, I'm just outlining properties. And perhaps it's good to consider functions from the Lorentz problems for long weeks, as functions from the magnetic space, and undergraduate vectors associated with the long weeks. We turn that from thus that the force structure has mixed contributions. Means the cost contracts of qualities associated with different particles and particles do not vanish. It's not simply a direct sum of the particle and other contributions. So this is not so nice for quantization because it makes it a little complicated. And the second property is not nice because it is the cost structure has a similar important structure. There's two functions in the momentum space with cost component. The cost contract of an angular momentum with the function. Space is another function of space, and the Poisson bracket of angular momentum has a linear combination of angular momentum and momentum-dependent coefficients. Furthermore, we can then investigate the constraint algebra. How does the polynomial constraints behave under the Poisson bracket? One then finds that the mass of spin constraints for each particle are Poissonian functions of the Poisson structure, the Poisson community for everything. And we can write the perspective of the relation of the momentum in terms of six class constraints, but expressing it in terms of momentum and angular momentum vectors. We have seen the description of the base space in terms of the ciliary muscle structure and set of long pieces. So our efficient, we can explicitly identify the muscle structure. The phase space is normalized in finite terms of finite number of quantities. The question is now what we quantize the muscle structure. Generally, one does know what the quantize transition deal with compact and city simplification. There's a quantization formalism called the Norrie quantization, where I use the force of emails, who tells us what the quantize is. And this is also the generalized derivation with SFC that we do not really want. However, this commonism becomes ill-defined for a non-compact or non-specific group such as the real simply because the non-compact the freedom is not existing in our methods and not wrong. So we cannot use this for realism as a guideline as a theory. Rather, it instead was a detailed investigation of the properties of the classic and possible algebra, and then use this investigation with non-quantized possible algebra. And I just outlined the general ideas. This quantization procedure consists of two steps. The first is to decouple the contributions of different particles and handles in the possible structure by applying the coordinate transformation. Such a coordinate transformation has been found by the magnitude in the context and again for time theory compact that symbols in the simplification, but it can easily be generalized the group that we are considering, and that is particularly simple form. So after applying this coordinate transformation, the process structure is given as a matter of sum of the contribution for each particle and the contribution for each angle. That means that the task of quantizing this possible algebra is reduced to quantizing these two building blocks, particle algebra and angle algebra. And this is the second step, because these two building blocks have a rather simple form of economically quantizing them and find associated quantum algebras. And the quantum algebras are both of course specifically the tensor form of the universal linear algebra with an algebra of functions. And the multiplication of algebras is one informed multiplication that provides the universal envelope in algebra multiplication, multiplication of functions, and another contribution that arises from action of the movement itself. One can then investigate the irreducible representation of this theory of these algebras, and for the particle algebra, one finds that the irreducible unitary representations are labeled by mass and spin of the particle. Expected, and the representation spaces are isomorphic to the representation spaces of the three-dimensional component. And for the under algebra, one finds that there is a single irreducible unitary representation, simply there are two functions of two copies of the universal the one hydro one associated with the subsidiary Fossil Hydro are simply a direct example of any particle and handle hydro ones. And the reducible representations are simply from the denser form of the representation spaces of particle hydro one and handle hydro one. So we succeeded to construct the kinematical limit space of the theory. Now I have my physical limit space and the implemented space where there are some. For the mass of frequency change by a particle that is not normal because the chasm operators are quite hard and the value simply labeled the representation because the value of mass is different in the particle. So this constraint is for our problems in implementing them. Six plus constraints from the defining relation of the fundamental group to rise to the defined constraint operators. And one further module that invariant at the space is initiated under the constraints, group states that invariant under the notch of the solving point rules and the forming model of the three-dimensional models. However, because this is a non-contact group, the technical difficulty is associated with finding states that are invariant under the solving point action, and that might be able to construct the physical legal space. However, the problem is not simple. Okay, we come to the last part of my talk about symmetry of the theory. So, transcendence theory is a topological field theory, it's not only a variant under transcendence gate transformation, but also under the morphosis and of the spatial surface. For any infinitesimal diffeomorphism, one holds the equivalent of the transcendence and this description in terms of the set generators of the fundamental group is already divided out of the case space up to a residual gate symmetry associated with the constraint. However, there are also large diffeomorphisms. There are diffeomorphisms which are not infinitesimally generated, and those cannot be written as transcendence gate transformations. Also, for these diffeomorphisms, it's not clear that it should be viewed as something to be divided out of the case space. But rather, it seems that they are physical symmetries of the theory when they roll from something part of the operator. So, that if model of equivalence classes of these large diffeomorphisms from the mapping class group of the spatial properties, the mapping class group contains two types of elements. Elements that lead to particles in marriage with non arbitrary particles. They are related to a pure mapping class group on the surface. And the pure mapping class group is generated by a set of being pieces along certain parts of the surface. I have drawn these parts here. And just in case, I also call the gradients. So this is called a being piece. This one with this bottom graph in the middle. And any part that intersects this bottom graph, such as the full line graph, is tracked around once or on the bottom graph and then goes on. So this is how it is. So the mapping class group, we have two sets of elements, the pure mapping elements and the pure mapping class group, which is generated by a set of images on these graphs, and then elements that exchange with the mapping class are related to the ray group on the surface, and they are being generated here. Simply exchange with the mapping class. Okay, so how does the mapping class group function in our theory under the study of the Fossil Hydro? In the description, in terms of the set of generators of the fundamental group, the mapping class group will map the set of generators for the topologically non equivalent set of generators. So, this action of the fundamental group induces an action on the associated boundaries. And from this action on the boundaries, we get an action of the mapping class group of the corresponding results of the disk unit in our auxiliary phosphide. The reason for removing this disk is that an auxiliary phosphide is not opposed to the constraint corresponding to the defined relation of the fundamental group. So there we get an action of course of the mapping class group of the corresponding results of the disk unit. And then I've investigated the properties of this mapping class group action. And just drastically, I found that the mapping class group acts by phosphine morphisms. You can use the phosphine structure invariant. You can view elements of the mapping class group as non-linear transformations. The second important property but the optional patients is going in there to talk to the spouses. It's related to the intestinal generator from function. It's not in the following way. You take the cognitive surface, parameterize it in terms of the momentum vector and the analog momentum vector as a result of particles, and then consider an analog of the spin for particles. And by the Boston market, the spin, or generalized spin, generates one parameter group of transformations of going phase space, and one control for flow parameter equals one, this is simply the action for the basis. These two results are found across the quantity. I've shown that the model has two parts, but that's one of the models of the quantum algebra, and this action can be implemented as unitary action in the representation spaces. Furthermore, one sees that the action of the interest is related to the action of the written element in certain representations of the quantum power and the three-dimensional world. So again, if the quantum moves unitary, the intermediate quantum starts with the associated representation of the quantum power, and then find the action of the written element similarly, and for the generators of the breakthrough, which are related to the action of the universal R matrix and certain representations of the linear group. Okay, so I'm going to follow the conclusions. So the description of the base cases under the set of auxiliary cluster structure on the set of the elements, which was the rather efficient conformalization of the base case in terms of the finite number of variables, which are rather closely related to the physical use of freedom. One can investigate its possible structure or find that it's possible to be part of the contributions of different anomalies. One can then investigate symmetries and find as well as residual gauge symmetries as well as an action of the model. Discussing the description of the use of the problem and the optimization of the theory, but the optimization is reduced to the optimization of the building blocks, part of the underalgebra. And I've constructed the quantum algebra and reduced the representations for both of those. However, I've not implemented yet to restrict to construct the physical real space. What I found is particularly interesting is that the quantum consists exactly on the quantum and how quantum group symmetries from what was I can do, and quantum model of the three dimensional Lorentz group arises as a quantum symmetry of the theory. And one can see how it's related to classical symmetries and how it was called. It's really something that arises naturally, even if we didn't know about quantum groups at all from the end. And also, I think about the simplest things, conversation procedures are quite general. It works for any transignment theory or engaged groups, the similarity problem of a new group and the rule of the new algebra. But it's interesting because these are the examples of non compact, non single engaged groups, which cause problems in most of the problems of conversation. However, there are also some of the questions. First, the concept is the construction of the physical real space, implementing the constraint associated with the defining relation of the mental group. And this would be equivalent to finding the states that are in the sort of representation of the quantum bubble. So, the constraint operators are well defined, one can do that in principle, I think. However, one would have to do a left form analysis of tensor product representation of the quantum bubble. And finally, one would also like to apply this description of concrete physics questions, for example, the scattering of particles, and what generally you see for the Lorentz variables are related to the properties of particles, what do you really mean to study these questions.
One concrete physics question could be about spinning statistics of the particle. As you get there, have you gotten far enough to know whether you get a root spin in the root statistics? That is to say, whether you get fairly out of the root and that happens if there are fractional spins in there yet. If so, to what extent is the correlation between spinning statistics?
It's the fundamental theory, so that's it's not like usually just over the parameters by particles in any spin. There's a quantization condition that creates a spin in the mass of the particle, but it doesn't restrict the spin to the integer of half of the particles. was covering plus one probability in general is great group statistics. That's quite specific for the plus one dimensional case comparative statistics from higher dimensional groups.
Yeah, those are all valid in principle, just on general terms, but I'm just asking if you know whether they occur in this particular plus one dimensional theory.
I think the one will call the host.
You get any representation from the trade group for the
This was part of what I said about after to get an exchange of articles from a working group. This is the plan, it's one person.
Before you can make it. Otherwise, I mean, the video is less than important.
Right now, you're capturing the transparency, except that the only thing you're not getting is a talking person.
But that's fine. I mean, that's
trying. I don't know. It's just weird. Because normally, when we do the other ones, we just go bringing in, popping in, and stuff like nothing is.
But at least we need sound.
Yeah, you have sound and.